This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I am Dylan Hafer.
And I am Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We fucking made it. Another
Is
week.
It Friday?
It better be Friday because I sure as shit am not working tomorrow or the day after. So
I know there was a time this week or last week, I truly don't remember, where it was like Monday or Tuesday, and I was talking to Aileen and I was typing have a good weekend, and it was Monday. Like I think we just like talked, and then I was like, thank God I didn't say that. I need to be on my game.
It has never been more true that I really only know what day of the week it is because of my Bravo shows.
No, it's like, it's weird. Someone asked me like, what's on tonight? I was like, New York. Yesterday,
and then,
obviously.
Well, okay. So it's funny because I went through a period in my life when I was like in college and a little after where I never watched anything that was like on TV. I watched Netflix and stuff, but I was never paying attention to what was happening on TV. But now I have gone the complete opposite direction, and I think I'm keeping up with like 10 shows a week. It's really—
See, this is like in my blood, and I have always been a TV junkie. It's like actually weird. People are like, how do you have so much time? And I was like, I don't know. It's like one of the things that I prioritize. I love my TV, whether it be like reality television or shows. Like I started that Mrs. America on Hulu this morning, like before work. And I'm liking it so far. I feel like it's almost a competition within myself. I need to like get as many shows under my belt and like know that I watched it. But
yes. I just started this
week is Bravo.
Just this week I caught up on this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but that's on at the same time as Real Housewives of New York. And so like, sorry, Kardashians, I'm never going to watch it live. But
well, it's crazy because they've changed their day so many times. This is the first season. I know, like, I even know when they're, obviously that's my number one on E, but they just recently changed to Thursday, and that shook everyone. It's like, well, now I have to rearrange my other, my Bravo schedule. Hello.
There's a global pandemic, but the day of the week that Keeping Up with the Kardashians airs is really the most earth shattering news.
So we had our live happy hour last night, which was so fun. I thought that I was going to wake up like hungover this morning, but I didn't.
So fun. We had some fun, unpopular opinions that we discussed and some questions, and we're going to be doing more of those. And
yeah.
If you have more unpopular opinions, feel free to DM them to Bravo by Betches on Instagram, and maybe we'll chat about that on Monday's episode. That would be fun.
Yeah, I feel like those are so fun because they're like private, but not private. You know what I mean? Like people are like, ooh, if they didn't know about it, because we talked about it before, but then they're on Instagram and we just like pop up, and it's like a fun little discussion that we have with our
Instagram
little
Live is the new private chat room. It's where it all goes down.
The new private public chat room. Like chat roulette. Remember chat roulette?
I do remember chat roulette. What a time to be alive.
Mike's like, hell yeah.
Like middle school me seeing like random genitals on the internet. What could go wrong?
Like that word is so bizarre. Genitalia.
Sorry for the technical terminology there. Okay, so today we are talking about Real Housewives of New York and Summer House. We had two fun episodes this week. Real Housewives of New York was a very different vibe than last week.
It was very different, but they do not disappoint me. Like,
no,
ever.
This episode was interesting because last week, obviously, we had mass chaos in the Hamptons with tiki torches and naked screaming women and vagina tattoos
And this week we were back in the city at Fashion Week. Things in general were a lot more reserved this week, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean there was nothing going on for sure.
Yeah, it's funny because I mentioned last night before Real Housewives of New York that Ramona was one of my favorite housewives. And boy, did she prove me a little wrong last night in the episode. I was like, oh my God, what is with these women being so rude to these bartenders? Oh, I really can't take it.
Ramona was not only being rude to the bartender last night. She was being pretty rude to everyone, honestly. So we are back in the city for Fashion Week. And first we see Ramona is saying that she doesn't really like going to Fashion Week anymore, but you kind of have to go or else you feel, quote, ostracized.
Like, that's not true, but okay.
It's just funny because Ramona is like, Ramona desperately wants to go to Fashion Week. Like, Ramona is not the kind of person who's like, ugh, I have to go be seen at this event. She's trying to get as many invitations as possible.
Honestly, the best part of last night was that we saw a little preview of Melissa Gorga sitting in the front row from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Somebody also pointed out on Twitter that Lala Kent was at the Pamela Rowland show, and they didn't even show her.
Did not see her, but
she popped up in the background of a shot, but they didn't like introduce her.
Oh, that's funny. Ramona, what I pointed out at the, we have other things to talk about, obviously, besides this, but when she was ordering this drink with Elise, she pops up again, like at another event. I'm like, is this woman on the show? Like, is she, give her an apple already? I don't get it. So she is making this concoction of a cocktail and this woman next to her goes, why can't we get a drink? Why is it so hard? And Ramona's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You're literally building a random drink at this event where they have pre-made drinks for you already. Like, just
It was so funny. Elise is like, can I get vodka with just a splash of whatever juice you have? Like orange, cranberry, apple, pineapple, lemonade. And they're like, no.
No, just take what we have.
They settle on vodka with a splash of sangria, which is not a thing.
Not a thing, but Ramona thinks that she made it to like a cocktail book. I'm not even kidding. But also, as long as we're on the Ramona coaster here, can we talk about her love affair with oysters?
I did not know about this until last night's episode. Dorinda tells this story while they're at lunch about how she was with Ramona and Ramona ordered 2 dozen oysters, which is a lot of oysters.
For one. And
Dorinda asked if she could have one. And Ramona goes, can you just order your own?
Okay. But wanna hear something very ironic? So remember the first 3 seasons, I think it was, that Ramona's tagline was, I like making my own money. I find that an aphrodisiac. What else is an aphrodisiac?
Oysters. Wow. Full circle moment.
I thought of that myself. I was like, huh, might not have anything to do with each other, but whatever. But at this lunch, when Ramona talking about not having manners by not coming to the fashion show that she was invited to, which we will say why, Ramona orders her own oysters for her and not the table. So when the oysters come, everyone goes, well, did you order for everyone? And Ramona goes, nope. I asked, no one answered. You only listen when you want to hear me. And
Dorinda rightly points out, she goes, you know how to get our attention when you actually want to.
It's so true.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I found it so interesting. So basically the episode last night had a few main Fashion Week components. We had Tinsley walking in the Garrow Sparrow fashion show that the girls attended. And then the same day was the Pamela Rowland show, which the girls minus Leah attended. Mm-hmm. And then we had Sonia's fashion show later in the week. And so it was interesting because when they got to the Pamela Rowland show, Sonia was trying to coordinate all this stuff for her show with the models falling through, and she had to get the flowers and the catering and the seating chart and the RSVPs. And so she's on her phone the entire time during the Pamela Rowland show. And the way the way they edited that was so funny to me, because at one point they literally do an aerial shot panning over where all the women are sitting. You can see the models walking down, and so they hold the shot for like 10 seconds and Sonia is on her phone the entire time. And oh, it was
was on her phone the whole show. But the thing is, why didn't she take like some advice from Kyle, as we saw, and like hire a team? Like, Sonia shouldn't be the one doing all of that, you know what I mean? And I could see the stress, and it was crazy, but she had so much to do, and she kind of has all these interns like with her, but no one seemed to have had anything done or done correctly, and it was stressful watching.
Well, and then they got to the lunch, and they Sonia was still on her phone, and they got mad at her for being on her phone, and then she goes, okay, I'm going to leave because I need to get work done, and they're like, don't leave. Ramona's like, can't you just multitask? And it's like, you just yelled at her for being on her phone. How is she supposed to multitask when you're like getting mad at her for having her phone out?
Right. But also rewind. I know there were so many fashion shows, so confusing. Tinsley walking down the runway, that was her moment. Like, that brought her back. I feel like she looked happier. All the women were saying she looked happier. Like, that was her, like, her moment to shine. She loves New York Fashion Week.
Tinsley and her mom and all of the women were talking about Tinsley walking in this fashion show as if she was getting an honorary degree from Harvard. They were like, it's so wonderful to see Tinsley back in where she belongs and reclaiming her life and her, and it's she's walking in one fashion show in like a princess costume.
Right. But she was so happy. But I know this seems like I'm like literally jumping all over the place, but it all has something to do with each other. When we go back to the lunch and Leah arrives, all the women are, why didn't you show? Because she didn't show up to the Pamela Rowland's fashion show, but she didn't let anyone know, which she could have like sent a text. Like, it was very simple, but Ramona was calling her rude. You're rude. And so Leah was like, let me tell you why I wasn't there. And so she had texted her mom that she started drinking again. So then Ramona goes on a rampage trying to educate Leah that is not what a text is for. A text is either for telling someone you're running late or that you're like not coming or you're on your way. And a text is not to tell your mother that you started drinking. Okay, whatever. But let me get into a little bit more of Leah, which I really enjoyed. But at the same time, like, she texted her mom that, but she could have texted one of the women that she wasn't coming to the show.
True. Also, we saw Leah's baby daddy a little more last night. He's hot.
Yeah, I was like happy that we met Rob. And I like seeing their relationship. I think Leah's like a really real genuine person. The only thing I was a little iffy about last night is when she said she paved the way for women like fashion designers, and I was like, oh, I don't know, I'm gonna look more, I want to like be more invested in Married to the Mob. Like, I want to know more about like her streetwear line. But anyway, back to that. Yeah, I like seeing Rob and hers dynamic, and I'm glad that he showed face.
Okay, so then the most important thing that happened last night was Sonia Morgan's fashion show. It's a new collection. It's not Sonia Morgan New York. It's Sonia by Sonia Morgan.
And it's none of her pieces. Like she didn't design anything.
She didn't really design anything. It was very unclear. It didn't feel like a collection. It felt like a bunch of clothes.
Wait, Dylan, can we go back? Because I just remembered my thought of why I brought up the lunch again, because Sonia's fashion show is so important that I forgot to mention this part at the lunch. That when she's talking about her, when Leah's talking about her mom, then Tinsley starts talking about how her, right? I'm so sorry. I forgot to mention this. Then Tinsley's, my mom really doesn't like me having curly hair. And I was like, oh my God, Tinsley. We like another read the room, read the table.
It was a classic moment of, remember when Jules and Luann were in the Hamptons and yeah. Jules is like, I just found out my dad is sick. And Luann's like, I can't believe she would do that to me.
Yeah, but yeah, they're having this like, I feel like these ladies do a really horrible job at trying to one-up each other. And it's just one thing had nothing to do with the other and it couldn't even correlate. So we now know that Dale prefers Tinsley's hair to be straight, but anyway, on to Sonia's fashion show.
So we get to the fashion show. My main takeaway is just that I am obsessed with the fact that Leah brought the outfit that Sonia sent her to the fashion show in a plastic bag from a bodega.
Yeah. Yeah. But what they didn't show us, but she explained, and now we see on her Instagram, that like she did give Leah her outfit in like a ripped paper bag. Like it wasn't even like a garment bag. It wasn't like a shopping bag. Like it was trash.
Okay. I think the cashmere set is cute. Sure. Mm-hmm. But nobody in their right mind thinks that that's an outfit that you wear to a show at New York Fashion Week.
Correct. Especially I kind of would be the one to rock that. I feel I'd be like, ooh, cause I would hate wearing what other people like are wearing, whatever. But the fact that Leah sent her options from her website to be like, I like this, 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 yeah. this, like gave her and her sizes and everything. I feel that Sonia didn't do that maliciously, but she did do it on purpose. If that makes sense.
Right. It was a purposeful oversight. It wasn't meant to be a slap in the face, but she obviously could have tried a little harder.
Right.
Overall, whatever. I'm happy for her. The fashion show seemed fine. She seems really invested in her business, which makes me happy that she's mm-hmm. actually putting this in and having results versus we've seen in the past with the toaster oven and some other stuff that it seemed like none of it was real. And now I'm like, yeah, she has a real clothing line. It's at Century 21. Yeah. Sure.
And no, she goes, I've had buyers reach out to me. Century 21 was there. Like she only listed that. That's great. But they showed all of her like hard work going into it, like sweating, like yelling. And she really seemed like she had it all in order. However, and it was making us like excited to watch the show, but then we were just as confused as the other housewives with like no lights, no music, no announcement, no nothing. There was just women walking the runway, which I don't know if that was her vibe and maybe that was how she wanted the show to go, but I feel like it should have been, we're starting, you know, but I thought she looked really good on the runway when she walked out after. And I hope she's successful with this. I think it was fun. But which housewife was it? Leah. She was like, I've been to New York Fashion Week fashion shows. This was not a fashion show. I was like, oh, it was her first one.
It was like it was a presentation. Mm-hmm. We'll say. They were showing off the clothes. It wasn't really like a runway show.
Right. It was one of like the warehouse. shows. I liked it though. It was cool, but it wasn't the vibe of the, I don't know. I don't know. I'm here for Sonia. It's fine.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So overall, I think this week's episode of New York was fun. It's always fun to see Fashion Week. I like that we got to see New York Fashion Week on both New York and Beverly Hills.
I know.
It would have been fun if there was a crossover, but I guess it wasn't meant to be.
I know, right? Okay, here I go again, bringing up Watch It Happens Live, but Dorinda was on last night and Andy asked her about the vibrators from last week. And he was like, who brought them? And she goes, I did. She goes, you know how you always get stuff sent to you? Like, I guess, like, as an influencer, she's getting packages. Uh-huh. And she goes, I got this whole box of vibrators. So I was like, I'm going to bring this to the Hamptons.
I still have, one time somebody sent to our office, a sex toy kit. And I took the millennial pink ball gag. I still have it. And Nicole took the pink handcuffs.
I remember that. In college, when everyone turned 21, we got everyone, like me and my group of girlfriends, got everyone a vibrator. And I don't know how I became, well, I guess I do. I was the designated person to buy the vibrator for each of my friends. So I'm kind of like Dorinda in that sense, you know?
Wow, I love that for you. shall we get into Summer House?
Yeah, it was a good episode.
It was a good episode. So we have this episode of Summer House. Next week is the season finale. And thankfully, they announced that next week on Wednesday, the entire cast of Summer House will be on Watch What Happens Live for like a mini reunion, because a lot of the time the Summer House cast does not get the reunion love they deserve. So
right. I'm actually excited for that, which is kind of weird, only because their dynamic is so interesting. Like, I need to know who's friends and who's not friends in real life. And I feel like this might show a little bit via Zoom.
Right. Like, does Lindsay speak to these girls at all?
Right. But this episode, they had, I like how they kind of have like theme nights, like for cooking, and they definitely cook a lot more, or they show they cook a lot more this season than they do on the past seasons where they, just go out to dinner. But it's cute, it's fun. Amanda seems like she really knows what she's doing in the kitchen. I like that, because I don't. But
I think maybe they cook more because they're only allowed to film at like one restaurant.
Right. Yeah. So they had like this roast, and it was really good, but it was, some parts were like cringeworthy.
I don't know if it was really good. I think there were a couple good roast moments. Right. But if they only showed like 1 to 2 roast jokes per person. And so if they all roasted each other, it's a little rough that these were the best moments.
Well, I wanted to know how it worked. Like, did they all have to roast everyone, or did they all pick a person to roast? Like, that's what the detail, I don't know. But some of them were good. Some of them were mean. Most of them were mean, like an actual roast, because you could tell it came through their actual feelings through like what they were saying. But like, to Lindsay, like being two-faced and...
Well, okay. These people are not comedians, except for maybe Hannah. Hannah's kind of a comedian, but the rest of them are not stand-up comedians. They don't know they're not humorous, really. They do dumb shit and we laugh at them. But so watching like Carl and Kyle try to navigate the concept of a roast, when one of Carl's quote unquote roasts is just, so Lindsay, I made out with Danielle while you were in Tulum. It's like, what the fuck?
And that, but I love when they show everyone's reactions, because like that wasn't a roast. Like that was just awkwardly letting her know in front of the entire dinner table. And but then poor little Jules, like he was telling Lindsay, but like Jules, I feel like kind of likes him. So it was like, hey, what about me?
Well, it was funny because some people took it in stride, and I was shocked when Lindsay's reaction to Carl making out with Danielle was just, okay, that's fine.
Well, because I think she loves her boyfriend now.
Well, and then a second later, she goes, it's fine. Danielle does that with all of the guys I do.
Oh, yeah. I was like, whoa, that's the roast we're looking for. Like, it wasn't even part of the roast.
But then, so we get to the end of the roast, and basically the last 2 minutes of the episode, and we see Paige roasting Lindsay, and she says that people don't call you fake unless they're talking about your boobs or your lips or your personality. And then she just blows up about how when she was mad at Hannah for hooking up with Luke, that she wasn't being a bad friend. And it really felt like it came kind of out of nowhere, but in a way, I think it's been bubbling up for a while.
Yeah. Paige, you can tell, just has these, because I get it, like being in a house with someone you're like genuinely not close with. We talked about this last night too, like you could tell it was not just from that moment. It was in her for a while, and she just went at it. And a thought that I had was, because Lindsay wasn't quote unquote activated from that, but was it because she just didn't give a fuck what Paige was saying to her, or was it because she was like genuinely upset and like taken aback by what she was saying? Because Lindsay didn't react or say anything. She basically was like, so are we gonna go out now?
I don't really think Lindsay gives Paige the time of day that much, to be honest.
But even earlier in the episode, Paige even said in the backseat of the car, like on the way to the Hamptons, she's like, well, guess I like, you can tell it was one of those, like, that wasn't cut from the scene. She was like, I might have to be friends with Lindsay. Like, I feel like they just don't mesh well.
No, they're not meant to be close friends, for sure.
But I don't, Paige was, like, going in, and I was like, yeah, girl. But then, like I said this, too, I feel like she would have, like, I knew she was so angry, so she was walking away while she was doing it. But I was like, stay there. Like, stand your ground.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what comes of that in the season finale next week, because it was at the very end of the episode, so we didn't really see the fallout afterward at all.
Yeah, but I'm glad that Hannah and Paige and Amanda the click made up, but I do have to say I see both sides of like the hookup scenario. Like, I get Lindsay is like, let her get some, like whatever, and I see that, obviously, who doesn't want to. But then as her friends, they just don't want their friend hooking up with like a fuckboy. But we've all been there too. So I don't really know where I stand, but I see both sides.
For sure, for sure. It'll be interesting to see next week kind of where things play out. Mm-hmm. Okay, real quick, who is your number one Bravo-leb in the group from these episodes?
Oh my God. From these episodes. Yeah, you go.
While you think, I'll just say mine is Sonia. Mm-hmm. I love Sonia always, and it makes me happy to see her succeeding in her business. And when she said, my brand is 25 to 45, I'm 55 pushing 70. I just love her.
I was going to say Tinsley, so I'm going to go with her. Because okay. I really liked seeing her in her element on that runway. Like, I really did. When I watched it, I was like, she was like glowing. And you know what? I'm happy for her, because you don't know when she's going to get to do that again.
Tinsley's having a good season so far. I'm excited for her.
Yeah. An old episode was on yesterday, and I could even see the difference between her then and now. And she's really like shining. She's coming through. She had a lot of women to break through in that old season. So
that's true. Okay, so we will be back on Monday with another episode discussing the Shaws of Sunset season finale, and we're going to do some of your questions and unpopular opinions. So if you have thoughts, DM them to Bravo by Betches on Instagram. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, join our Facebook group. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.